niggas because I'm a little skinny nigga battling niggas three times my size. But Biggie is not a player. He's never been. He's never had bitches until he got some fucking money. That's a trick. That's not a player. It's not a popper. So my point was to prove him wrong. I took everything that he glamorized and I personified it.
Boxing matches featuring Mike Tyson were never expected to go the distance, and his latest bout versus Bruce Sheldon was to be no exception. Tupac Shakur and Suge Knight, accompanied by an entire team of bodyguards, attended the event on the 7th of September 1996 at the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. The fight got underway at 8 p.m. and Tyson was announced the winner after less than 2 minutes of the first round. Half an hour later, those who had filled the Grand to witness Tyson's latest achievement left the arena and spilled out onto the streets of Vegas. With the occasion coming to a close in such a short space of time, Tupac and Knight saw their evening open up before them, and there was time to kill. Tupac soon discovered, however, that time was not alone. Within moments of leaving the building, both men became involved in a scuffle with a single individual near the hotel's Grand Garden. Although the police were involved to break up the fight, their investigations into the incident would determine that the third party had no connection with the tragic events that would unfold later on in the evening. Shortly before midnight, the pair had a further run-in with police when Knight was apprehended in his rented car for playing music at too high a volume and for failing to display the appropriate license plates for his vehicle. The incident was regarded as a minor misdemeanor, though, and was not taken any further, with Knight escaping arrest and allowed to drive on through the streets of Vegas. Less than 15 minutes later, tragedy would make its fated appearance. Travelling east through the city, Tupac was standing upright in the vehicle, his entire upper body dangerously exposed through the sunroof. A sudden burst of gunfire rang out, and Tupac was felled, having taken 4 bullets to the chest. Knight was also injured as shrapnel grazed his head, but he remained sufficiently alert to maintain control of his car and was able to spin around and turn back west. Police trailed the car, however, and eventually apprehended Knight in traffic. Upon registering Tupac's severe injuries, the police immediately called for medical assistance and the pair were transported to the nearby University Medical Center. Such were the extent of his injuries that within minutes of entering the hospital, Tupac underwent the first of 3 operations to remove and repair extensive tissue damage to his body, one such operation in fact leading to the removal of his right lung. Knight was released the following morning after treatment for minor injuries, whilst Tupac, in stark contrast to his previous shooting, when he discharged himself within hours, continued to fight for his life. A heavy police patrol appeared at the entrance to the hospital, naturally anxious to head off any further incident or potential retaliation. The following day, as Shakur underwent his second bout of surgery, a scuffle involving the local police and a contingent of Shakur's friends led to ugly scenes, but ultimately no arrests. Knight at this time gave a voluntary statement to the police about the incident in the presence of his attorneys, indeed spending an hour in their company as the investigation into the shooting gathered pace. However, there was to be a dramatic change in the direction of the investigation just 2 days later, as tragic news from the University Medical Center was announced to the public. Despite 3 operations, efforts to save the life of one of rap music's most gifted stars were doomed to failure, his gun-inflicted injuries sadly beyond the help of surgeons. After 6 days in critical condition on Friday, the 13th of September 1996, at approximately 4:03 p.m., Tupac Shakur was pronounced dead. He was 25 years of age. It was perhaps unsurprising that the pointing of fingers and indeed the protests of innocence, being as there were many potential suspects, began almost immediately. Many accusing eyes fell upon Suge Knight, but he emphatically denied involvement in any conspiracy, citing his brotherly relationship with Tupac in defense, and also made public his refusal to accept that Tupac's death was a product of the gang wars. Puffy Coombs and Biggie Smalls each publicly denied any knowledge of the crime. However, such recriminations just days after his death were somewhat valueless. The fact remained that a mother had lost her son and Kidada Jones, partner of Tupac at the time of his death, had lost her fiancé. Tupac Shakur was no longer with us, and his career, still burgeoning both in the cinema and in the recording studio, had been cut tragically short. His fans, distraught and bewildered at his death, would be offered the opportunity to deal with their grief as Tupac Shakur's career in the face of death was about to explode once more. Music and movies were already in the can prior to his death, and whilst he may no longer be able to enjoy the fruits of his labour, it was evident that the career of Tupac Shakur was an entity all of its own and would steadfastly refuse to die with him.